Hi everybody, it's Barry here, and welcome to another Turning the Page blog or podcast or however you're receiving it. I just say hi to you, and I'm actually sitting out on the deck. It's a sunny summer's afternoon here in Auckland, New Zealand, and it's actually been quite a hot day. But today's topic is around emotional pain, and I believe that emotional pain can bump into our lives into behaviours that can hurt us, into further, you know, behaviours and hurt. But we can make a change by actually learning to listen to the pain, where it's sourced, and what it actually is wanting us to do. And I remember this guy, he was in a lot of pain. I could feel it, I could sense it, and totally understand why he was in a lot of emotional pain. I couldn't take his pain away from him, but I did want him to know this one thing. There was this other lady that, similarly, I could see that she was in a lot of pain. There was a lot of angst and hurt within her. And I couldn't do anything about it other than I wanted her to know this one thing that was so important for her to know. You know, and we all experience emotional pain, don't we? Possibly pain has been one of the most contributing factors in the development of ourself. You get hurt, you avoid what hurt you. You know, the sharp chisel blows of life in some way have shaped our very being and our doing. You know, I think of bumper boats, you know, those bumper boats, you know, how they bump into you and you go off in different directions. You know, and it's something like that, I think, you know, with pain, is that it bumps into you and you go off in another direction, and it sort of shapes how you think about things. And I think perhaps when people express the words, "God, I want to die," which is what a lot of people come to this my website for, you know, with those particular topics, they are really simply wanting the pain to end. That pain of loneliness, of shame, abuse, guilt, loss, rejection. They want those painful feelings, you know, they become so overwhelming that they sort of block out any light. The pain becomes such a normative experience that any belief that there is a life without that pain is actually beyond belief. And when you're in that place, there is no light. You're surrounded, alone, and in a darkness that is pounding against you. You know, storm waves of emotional pain just keep on crashing against the architecture of your brain. I take comfort in the fact that Jesus himself, he actually experienced pain. You know, there was, of course, the crucifixion's physical pain, which is completely beyond anyone's understanding. But there was also a deep emotional pain, something that we can actually understand. There was the pain of betrayal, vulnerable naked exposure, abuses, mocking, abandonment, rejection. I think, yeah, if you're to name an emotional pain, I think Jesus probably would have experienced it. One of the most liberating words that I have ever discovered is the word vicarious. And it simply means to do something or experience something in the place of another. And for Jesus, well, he lived actually a perfect life on your behalf. And he got everything right. There's nothing you can do to make it better than Jesus. But Christ also experienced every emotional pain that you're going through. And he knows what being fully human is like. And you have to ask this question. Would you trust a tour guide who hasn't actually walked the path? And probably not. But Jesus has walked the path and got the emotional wounds to prove it. And when I am in emotional pain, I want a vicar. Someone who has been there, done that, and without any attitudes of fixing, advising, saving, or setting one straight. And when you are in emotional pain, you want connection. You want someone to know you. You see, alone I die, but together we climb. A vicar will be someone who will help you tease out the pain. What is the pain and where is it coming from? What are the bumps and knocks causing you to do? They will also see where your pain takes you. Out of your being flows your doing. What habits have you created in your life to cope with emotional pain? Has that pain led to habits and demands to work harder, keep busy, perfectionism? What does your pain invite or even demand you do? Look, a pain can invite you into addictions, the bottle, the drugs, the porn. Maybe the shopping mall, the binge eating, the self-harm. Look, anything that numbs the loneliness, the shame and the loss. There's a wonderful quote, it's, "The young man who rings the bell at the brothel is unconsciously looking for God." That's from Bruce Marshall. You see, the invite of the brothel or the porn website is, come, for the briefest of moments, we can dull your pain out of existence. Here's the one thing I think we need to remember when we're feeling emotional pain. You're not alone. You are not alone. Look, I want to talk about the pain I carry, but who will listen without trying to fix me, advise me, save me, or set me straight? Look, we need to know we're not alone. And when we are in emotional pain, we quickly and easily succumb to doing the things out of that pain, to dull the pain. We self-medicate. Look, I have a friend who's been there, done that, knows every imaginable pain. And so I write, I journal, and I express that pain. Look, as I express something, it gets relieved. It's like the tension on a rubber band that it's stretched out tight and it just gets relaxed. And some people like to draw and create art. Some write songs and sing and think about all the lament songs in the Bible and those songs of sorrow. See, as I express, there is a quiet, soothing whisper that comes to console me. Of course, you know, you have to learn to listen for the words, "I'm with you," but in that deep darkness, they are always there. Then perhaps a new millimeter step of hope creeps into our being. A little movement can be like a whole lot. We don't need to reach for the stars when we already have stardust in our hands. It's a gradual thing, small millimeter steps. And look, there will always be some element of emotional pain whilst we're in this human condition. But it doesn't have to be the dominant force. It can simply be part of our shadow, there but not dominating our vision. Look, you're not alone. Never have been, never will be. And Jesus said this, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, carrying emotional pain. And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Look, I think we need more good listeners. People who can, in their worn sandal way, know how the emotional pain, you know, they've had the emotional pain, but it's been transformed into something good and sacred. And it's really about listening and being with someone so that when the emotional pain demands relief, wisdom is on the offer. A new millimeter path is available to take. It's taking those journal scribbles and notes and gently reading between the lines to where the pain is. Then offering a prayer of being there. Look, emotional pain can bump our lives into behaviors that can hurt us further. But we can make a change by learning to listen to the pain, where it's sourced, and what it wants us to do. Here's some quotes for you to consider. "The heart and the key to the Christian message is the vicarious nature of Christ. Yes, he died for you, but he also lived as you and performed on your behalf. David Riddell. Emotional pain always results when life's experiences go beyond the answers we already have. Dig deeper for more wisdom or go on hurting. David Riddell. Those who do not turn to face their pain are prone to impose it. Terence Real. And this is from Philip Yancey. Redeemed pain is more impressive to me than removed pain. Suffering often shapes and teaches us, and Suffering often shapes and teaches us and precedes most significant resurrections. That's pretty amazing. Richard Rohr. Pain is the rent we pay for being human, it seems. But suffering is usually optional. Richard Rohr. Final Richard Rohr. Unless a bishop, teacher, or minister has on some level walked through suffering, failure, or humiliation, his or her words will tend to be fine but superficial, okay but harmless, heard by ears but unable to touch the soul. Richard Rohr. A couple of questions, three questions. Number one, can you give examples of emotional pain in your life? Number two, what behaviours or actions do you have that flow out of emotional pain? And number three, what quote spoke to you the most? Hey, I do hope you that this podcast, this YouTube video has been some way helpful to you. And I really enjoy hearing from my readers and my listeners and viewers. And they email me at barry@turningthepage.co.nz. And I just love to hear from my listeners and readers, and it's always a pleasure to receive those emails. And love to hear what you think about this one on emotional pain. And I hope it has helped you, and maybe if you share this content with somebody else, it'll help someone else. And also just want to thank those people who regularly support me on Patreon and other ways. And if you want to be one of those people, yay, really helps to keep this thing ticking along. And it's if you want to find out more about that, it's turningthepage.co.nz/support. But until next week, I pray that you would see your emotional pain and what the behaviours are that you have actually developed out of that pain, and ask the Lord to actually help you with them. Okay, thank you. Bye.